No. You can email them, but your question or their answer, or anybody else's answer, will not appear on the site. Of course, there are plenty of websites where people do share exactly that kind of information, and they're only a few clicks away, but you won't find a word about them on BMW's site. In fact, if you want proper, grown-up information about BMWs, the last place you'll find is at www.bmw.com. It's a brochure. Same with British Airways. It'll tell you anything you like about British Airways flights, except who else is flying those routes. So if you want to see what the choice is, you go instead to one of the scores of other sites that will tell you. Which is bad news for British Airways, because they never get to find out what you were actually looking for, or how what they were offering stacked up against the competition. And because that is very valuable information, they have to send out teams of people with clipboards to try to find out, despite the fact that everybody lies to people with clipboards. The people who have got this spectacularly right so far are the guys at Amazon. You go to their site because it's awash with shared information. The more information there is, the more people go there. And the more people go there, the more information they generate, and the more books Amazon sell. Of course, they are not afraid of open debate because, unlike BMW, they are not responsible for the product they sell. It will take BMW and British Airways a long time and a big deep breath to realize that they are part of the community they sell to. But even Amazon has only got part of the picture. Like real-world shops, they can only record the sales they actually make. What about the sales they don't make and don't know that they haven't made because they haven't made them? I went on to Amazon the other day because I wanted to order the 1968 Zeffirelli Romeo and Juliet on DVD. Turns out it doesn't exist. I could buy it on VHS, but I don't want it on VHS. So the whole transaction was null. There was no way of recording that I came in looking to buy something and that the something I wanted to buy wasn't there. I only got to select or not select from what happened to be available. I didn't get to be able to say what I actually wanted. So I wrote to them about it, and guess what? Now you can. They're very smart like that. They are now able to supply the studios with information about what there is actually demand for out there. And on the basis of another, not entirely disinterested suggestion of mine, they are going to start a running poll on which books people would most like to see turned into movies. This is information that no one has ever been able to collect before. But let us take this one stage further. How often have you looked through a brochure or a catalogue and thought, I wish somebody would write a book about, or if only somebody made a bicycle with a, or why doesn't somebody make a screwdriver that, or why don't they make that in blue? A brochure can't answer you, but the web can.